Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Mark, just returning from a lengthy vacation, gone for about a week and a half. Down to Florida.
The weather was great down there.
I heard it was 80 degrees yesterday.
It did get warm while I was there. Nice. It's nice not having to shovel out your driveway. Fortunately, I had somebody who, took a pick out and picked out my driveway here, so that I was able to just drive right in when I got here.
A pick?
A pick.
How does that work? That sounds like a real slow process.
It was quite slow. If they would have moved it, say, the day that it snowed, perhaps, that wouldn't have been such a big deal. But it was frozen in place, and it was just a big
block of ice.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Anyway, the trip was fun. I have kind of sort of one TSA story, which is
I'd
like to share. I had a lighter in my pocket from lighting the wood stove at my house, and it's one of the things that are outlawed by law from bringing on an airplane. Most of them are just little TSA rules. You can't have water. We can't, terrorists carry water, at least more than 3 ounces of water in a container.
Sure.
And so I put this lighter just in my, I figured they're going to take it, but I just put it in a little tray and sent it through, and I guess it slipped down into my shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the diaper bag, and when you travel with baby, you have to travel with everything. They put the laws in place where you have to have a child seat for the baby, so you have to actually carry the child seat. Otherwise, you won't be able to transport the child from the airport.
Because it's illegal.
It would be illegal, right. I mean, how are you going to transport the child from an airport?
Right.
I suppose you'd be exempt if you took a school bus, but that would be about the only thing that's exempt, government
vehicles. So driving in a taxi, you have to have a damn child seat.
That's my understanding.
You can't just hold the thing in your lap or anything like that.
I mean, obviously child seats are great if there's a accident or near accident or something like that. However, it's a real pain to tote around one of these things.
I bet.
Otherwise. And I'm sure my wife would have required us to bring it anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, you've got everything when carrying a baby. So the TSA wanted to go through the diaper bag and look at all the goop and the liquids and stuff. And, as the guy's going through, my little tray comes down. I see the lighter in it. I grab the lighter. I stuck it in my pocket. He continued to go through the goop and, liquids and all that other stuff. So here's one of the few things that are outlawed by law from carrying on an airplane that you could break some kind of butane bomb up with. And he's worried about, it's his job, but there they are going through the formula and all that other stuff. They've got to do tests on it, make sure this is real formula and it's not...
They really did a test on the baby formula?
Yeah, they do tests on
it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I had no idea about that.
There you go. Now you know.
So you got away with the lighter? Is that what you're saying?
I got away with the lighter. Here it is, outlawed by law. They miss it. And the baby formula, fine.
Did they throw that out or the baby formula's okay?
The baby formula was fine. Everything was fine. They let me have everything. It wasn't bad.
Right.
It wasn't a bad experience. It was kind of a funny, sad, ironic experience for the TSA. Generally, most experiences with them are. They have nice, shiny new badges now. They've gone from the...
Right, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Real badges.
New uniforms, too. They're blue.
Yeah. I think they were blue before, but
no, they were white.
Seemed different.
They're white.
They were all
they're
white
shirts. Yeah.
So is it dark blue or is it light blue?
It's more of a... I'd say it's something brighter than navy.
Okay.
It's
but not like not periwinkle.
No. It doesn't look like they should be in the Bahamas.
I actually made a comment to one of the TSA guys about that, and he said, "Yeah, he says it's a lot easier. I don't have to change or wash my shirts as often because the white ones, I guess, showed everything all the dirt, so they can probably save a little money in laundry with the darker colors."
Well, that's nice for them, I suppose. But kind of the interesting observation that they have gone to a darker shade of uniform. We talked about how. Essentially, police forces across the country, some of them are the ones that are more militarized, are going from blue to black, simply because that's just more mean. It's got a connotation in people's minds that is more serious and sinister, and that's what these guys want. They want you to be frightened of them. They don't want you to think you're there to help. Well, they want you to be frightened.
Fear and respect are things that are somewhat interchangeable when it comes to being an authority. You'll look in the Bible. They often talk about people that fear God, and that's what we're told now is that really means that you love and respect God. But you know, whatever. I think that many of the bureaucrats will take fear over anything else, you know, over many of the negative sort of emotions people might have.
Well, whatever happened to protect and serve?
It's long gone.
Well, they are protecting and serving the state.
Well, that's true. One could argue they've always been doing that. But then again, there was a day when police officers were a lot more friendly and helpful than they are today.
They're still protecting and serving the state.
Yeah, that's true.
They're just better at it now.
1-800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. We are live tonight, as we always are and have been and will be even on Christmas Eve. So stick with us here 6 nights a week, and we'll take your calls about anything. You dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. Of course, as always, lots to talk about. Yes, Mark.
I've got an email if you're...
Go right ahead. Though.
Oh, by the way, you meant New Year's Eve, right?
New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Did I not say
you
that?
Said Christmas
sorry.
Eve.
Christmas Eve, yes. We were live on Christmas Eve, and we will be live on New Year's Eve.
This one's from Tomer, who just loves to get his emails in on us. So, you know, but this one's really good. He says, I'm writing this email...
The guy from Israel?
Yeah, Tomer Israeli. I'm writing this email privately, but I don't mind if something you'd share with your audience or anyone else. Throughout the years, I had different arguments on behalf of the South and against the North in the American Civil War. For example, Southerners, he's heard these, he's not had them, excuse me. Southerners saw that as their right to secede, and whether they owned slaves or didn't, and whether they supported slavery or not, they believed it's the right of the state to of their state to secede.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I'd say it's within the powers. I prefer not to use the term right with the state. Here's the problem. The conflict between the two sides was slavery. As the United States was torn, Lincoln fought to reunite it, whether the South
wanted
it or
not. Well, that's not really true.
What do you mean?
That's not really what the conflict was. It was maybe one element of the conflict, but the other element was taxation.
Yeah, there was certainly a large...
There wasn't more.
Yeah, there were some problems with taxation, absolutely. I'd say that...
It was unfair. They were heavily levied against the South as compared to the North.
Four states in their letters of secession to the Union basically said that slavery was either the reason or mentioned it in there.
Okay.
So it's one cannot say that it wasn't involved. But
he just made it sound like that was the only reason.
No, he's in Israel. I mean, and, right. And people aren't taught that part. You know, taxes aren't a good reason to secede.
Sure.
Taxes aren't a good reason to do anything bad. So
just making sure we're clear.
Pay your taxes. So he says, yes, the United States was torn, and Lincoln fought to reunite it, whether the South wanted it or not, but it was torn in the first place because Lincoln wouldn't make peace with slavery. The South was not fighting against a ban on tomatoes. They were fighting against a ban on enslavement. A freedom-loving people would be in conflict here.
Well, now, wait a minute. It's not my understanding that the South was fighting against a ban on slavery. Wasn't it the case that Lincoln basically said, you can have slavery as long as you're in our club?
He did, and I believe that was done after they had seceded, that he gave them the option of staying, but... You know, the returning, and
there was no ban prior to
there had not been, but they were. You know, the fact was, the world was moving towards that. The world had moved, and the United States South was one of the one of the last sort of Western places that hadn't, if you call that West. Well, the South may have believed it fought for freedom. The North believed it was fighting for freedom as well. And I agree with these statements. I think that maybe secession was about slavery, but I can tell you the war wasn't fought as far as slavery went. The war was about unification, and that's why Lincoln did it. That's why the South fought against it, because Lincoln did it to keep the country unified. He didn't want to be this. The sad guy who the statesman who lost, like if you think of Douglas, isn't that the guy from the South? He seems like a real failed president, doesn't he? He's the one who lost. Douglas?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know either. But he's the one who lost. So Lincoln didn't want to be that guy that lost. He wanted to be the one who preserved the Union. And you get to hear a lot as far as this war goes, and I think that there's certainly good arguments on either side of it, but to pick one side or the other, I don't think there's a hero in the South.
Is there a question in this email?
Yeah, he's got a question on the back.
All right,
we've got one more question.
We'll get to that here and take your calls about what you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience. All there for you. At freetalklive.com. That again, freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. In these tough economic times, you might have some accounts receivable sitting out there that you could turn over to SACL, and they could turn it into some dollars for you. It's SACL, C-A-I. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
As we continue here, Mark, you were sharing an email, then we're going to get to the phone calls here. So Tomer is writing about the Civil War, and he's got a few misconceptions, but go ahead.
Right. Well, so he also asks, what do you think about John Wilkes Booth's actions?
The guy that killed
Lincoln. Their original plan was to kidnap Lincoln and only release him in exchange for Confederate troops. They had decided to cause constitutional chaos by the triple murders of the president, vice president, and secretary of state all in one night. The war was officially over, but they believed that the South could still win. Their mission, of course, failed since two of the three intended targets survived. What would you say?
Were there even attempts on their lives? I mean, I never heard about that.
I hadn't either. This is news to me. I'll take his word for it.
Okay.
Sounds like it is plausible. But either way, it's still a hypothetical, and whether it's true, whether that part is true or not, it's still hypothetical. Would you say that the kidnapping plan and the three murder attempts were legitimate acts of war?
So they were in the war at that time?
No, the war was officially over.
It was officially over.
Yes, they had signed. Robert E. Lee had signed the...
I don't know much about war and the rules and the international legislation that applies to wars. I don't know about that, so I can't really comment on that question. But I will say that while I don't advocate violence, it's hard for me to shed a tear about a dead tyrant.
Oh, I kind of legitimate does certainly mean come from the term like legal,
mm-hmm.
and I agree with that. However, I would say that it's just another gang, right? Two gangs who are fighting.
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, you've got a small gang that's on the one side of the one gang, and it wants to do something to go after the other gang. I don't see any problem with it. As far as I'm concerned, anybody who worked for the United States government at that point was a target of anybody who was sort of on the side, whether officially or just emotionally, of the South. I don't see it as illegitimate at all.
I would guess, and I'd like to have Wayne's thoughts, but I would guess that by the rules it's illegitimate they went after the country's head.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go after the chief of the gang.
Right.
You're only allowed to go after the members
soldiers
that have been drafted in there and paid pittance and sit out in the cold.
Yeah, and it sounded like there was a rogue gang of Southerners who didn't accept the surrender and wanted to continue the war in more non-conventional ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they got rid of Lincoln, but they didn't get rid of Andrew Johnson or the Secretary of State, and the whole Reconstruction thing went on without them, without Lincoln, rather.
There you have it. 1-800-259-9231. Anything else from that email, Mark?
Nope, that's
Let's
it.
Go to the,
know what we thought about it.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Gary in Ohio. Gary, you are on Free Talk Live.
And glad to be here, gentlemen.
I
feel as if I know you. I've listened to you so much.
That's what radio does. What's on your mind? Because we don't know you, so go ahead.
Well, I'm a libertarian of over 30 years of activism with a paper trail to prove it.
Great.
Real quickly, gentlemen, the Secretary of War, William Seward, was one of the targets of the Lincoln assassins.
Hmm.
James Axelrod was one of the conspirators, as were the Surratt brothers. Mary Surratt, who was the mother of the two Surratt brothers, also hanged in the conspiracy because in their zeal to bring the conspirators to trial, Mary Surratt was the landlord where the conspirators met. So they figured she must have been part of it too. She was the first woman hung by the federal government, and you had to have a ticket to get in. It was a very, very popular spectator sport at the time, executions.
Now, they also put the doctor...
The conspiracy is well documented. You talk about Dr. Samuel Mudd?
Yeah, Dr. Mudd was in prison in Florida for quite some time over it.
Yeah, but he also cured a major epidemic while he was down there and was given a full presidential pardon. And recently, when the question of presidential pardons come up, as it does every time a president's getting ready to get out, this is the example of a very, very good presidential pardon, and that is in the case of Samuel Mudd.
Well,
regardless of Samuel Mudd knew about John Wilkes Booth, basically he was duty-bound as a physician to set his leg. And, it would be like somebody coming around saying that, Lee Harvey Oswald gets shot, and a doctor's there and perform CPR or something, And they say, well, he's a conspirator. Well, yeah. No, he's not. He's a doctor, and he's doing what
a doctor. That's crazy.
He may very well have been a conspirator. However, in setting his leg, he did not conspire. You know, that wasn't part of it.
That wasn't part of the conspiracy. But you got to remember the zeal that Seward and the rest of the victorious Union Army had in the days following. I mean, they were ready to hang anybody.
Yeah.
But one of the ironic things is that when Johnson took over the presidency, he did not file treason charges against Jefferson Davis or William Jacobs, the genius who, secretary of the Confederate Treasury, who basically kept the Treasury afloat long after it should have collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
None of the generals, for example. And a few years later, even lets the Confederate equivalent of the VFW keep their battle flags. That was part of the healing process. But in the days immediately following the assassination, it was basically martial law.
Yeah.
So, but that was just a historical aside there. Listening to a podcast from last week, the gentleman was talking about the mischievous, hijinks concerning the Ohio's anti-smoking law.
I'm not sure.
Can you refresh? That gentleman who,
what was that about?
The gentleman said that he was calling, this 1-800
we had a caller who essentially was making prank calls to the snitch line. They have a snitch line there, a toll-free snitch line in Ohio, and was basically just harassing the phone operators there.
Well, you know, Ian and Mark and Wayne, I think that the Ohio smoking law is a very good example of the law of unintended consequences.
Well, tell me why. Go ahead.
Well, when they were selling this to the voters, first off, How can a bunch of voters vote away the rights of another bunch of voters?
Obviously not.
Say, for example, half of Ohio decides that, picking some other year, black people shouldn't be able to vote.
Right, something awful.
Okay, so the majority says that, votes to disenfranchise blacks. Well, we would all know that that is not constitutional. Smoking in Ohio is still legal in Ohio, and it's also the fourth largest sum of revenue for the Ohio state government.
You mean taxes on cigarettes?
Yes, which they spend foolishly, just like states spend all of their money foolishly.
Right.
Ohio is no different in that regard. However, they said that this law would pay for itself through fines. Well, it's been an expensive disaster.
I bet. I want you to tell me more. Hang on, I'm going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. More on the Ohio smoking ban with Gary and your calls as well about what you want. Plus, we'll go across the pond, and Wayne's going to tell us about some new tickets that they're going to be issuing out over there. This is kind of interesting. We'll get to that in your calls as well. About anything, this is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-7215. 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anything, just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. And while you're surfing around, you should check out Bureaucrash's Podcrash, where your host, Zach Fix, provides an interesting, principled look at the issues. Listen in as they discuss activism, market alternatives, government services, and cultural issues with liberty-minded thinkers, musicians, entrepreneurs, and activists. Part entertaining, part informative, always pro-freedom at bureaucrash.com. That's bureaucrash.com as we go back to the phones and back to Gary in Ohio. Gary, you're back on Free Talk Live. You just begun to tell us about your Ohio smoking ban, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to fill out your thoughts, so please continue.
Well, basically, it's this. It was sold to voters in an off-year election as a health initiative, I guess, you know, that should employees have to, you know, endure and, you know, have to, you know, suffer from secondhand smoke, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely now, not.
Well, this includes places like cigar bars,
right?
You know, places that you know going in what it's like. And,
right.
And
I support every employee's right to take the chain off of their leg and leave work and never come back anytime they wish.
I agree, and saying nothing about property rights. You know, if a guy wants to open a cigar bar and says this is a cigar bar with a $100,000 walk-in humidor, you know, he should be able to do that, but not in Ohio, not legally. But nevertheless, right after this happened, and as everybody knows, Ohio is a state in transition right now. We've lost a number of our smokestack industries, and not necessarily the strongest state in economically right now. And so it wasn't the best time to launch an aggressive initiative like this was. The smoking prohibition, and what the immediate effect was bars started closing, and because what's more natural than drinking a beer and having a cigarette,
right?
And when you could no longer do that, people just quit going to bars.
So yeah, I can drink my beer at home
and smoke.
And so immediately, this threw a number of people out of work. The state was able to get the support during the campaign to pass this initiative from the nonprofits by saying, well, you won't be included, the BFWs, the private clubs, and so on and so forth.
Nice.
But after the vote was taken, our corrupt our corrupt attorney general, who has since resigned in scandal, said, no, we had our fingers crossed. Sorry about your luck. You're in on the smoking ban.
I love the privilege of the state. It's so wonderful. You could just say whatever the hell you want, advertise whatever you want, and then do what you want, and no consequences can befall you for it. Whereas if a business was to make a promise
like
that?
That's exactly what happened, Ian. So then the nonprofit started squealing. Well, to make a long story short, people are now in open defiance of it.
Oh,
now, in order
to
issue a citation, the health department actually has to catch you in the act. And so what are the chances of me lighting a cigarette, say, in a bar in downtown Dayton, and you not liking it and calling the health department and me being there when you got there?
Pretty slim. Could run a sting operation.
Most of these, there's that. Most of these smoking bans in the, around the nation are not written so poorly as this one, because the idea of catching someone in the act, very difficult.
Yeah, but the point is this, is that people are now in open defiance of it. Pretty much the way they were in open defiance of the prohibition of alcohol back in the 20s
and
30s.
Well, good. I think we need more open defiance of everything that controls people's behavior. I like, for instance, what the Santas did earlier this month, covering up the cameras, people smoking out in public, people smoking in their bars. I think that we need more open defiance, and I think that's I think that's great news. So what do you think is going to happen as a result? Are they going to stop enforcing?
The legislature is trying to get out from under it now, but they're restricted what they can do because this was passed by a vote.
Was it an initiative?
And so now they're trying to find loopholes and ways out of it because, A, they're catching so much flack. B, the expense of it. They told us originally that it would pay for itself through fines. Well, it's been just one costly endeavor after the next.
Yeah.
Furthermore, I was just reading an article in the Toledo Blade. I guess one bunch up there is mad at another bunch who is in open defiance. And so subsequently, the health inspector is running all around Lucas County, all around suburban Toledo, basically to catch, basically intervening in what is basically a personality dispute between a bunch of guys in a VFW. And so it's been, from a taxpayer standpoint, it's just been a disaster. The state's trying
to get out
of it.
I'd like to draw a parallel here if I could. Now, if two gangs were at war with each other, they would be doing drive-bys and flashing gang symbols and shooting each other on the street corners. However, when old people get their gangs together, they use the gang of the government. So they're using the police to go, do their dirty work. And then basically they're picking up one weapon. There's one weapon, and it is the government. And they each take turns harming the other with it.
Yep.
Well, I think we do have two gangs here in Ohio fighting each other. They're called Democrats and Republicans. And
but they only
have
one weapon.
Well, they're not political parties. They're criminal cabals. I invite you to read the recent indictment of our attorney general, the top cop of Ohio, who was forced to resign because of his antics. What's he going to say? He didn't know the law. He's the attorney general. And at least the Bloods and the Crips, when they come after you, they don't pretend to be anything except guys out for, loosely organized guys out for personal
gain. Common gangster that you're talking about, a Blood or a Crip or some other gang member like that, doesn't deign himself as to be your protector. He doesn't claim to be out to help you by robbing you. He just lets you know how it's going to be. You'll either hand over the money or else, and you can't expect anything back from him for it. He's not doing you any favors.
Well, not only that, Ian, but every 4 years, they don't call us unpatriotic if we don't validate their thievery through a popular mandate.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I thank you for the call tonight. Good
pleasure
hearing
was
from
all
you. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231.
I'd like to make a point about this smoking in bars thing. Often you'll hear the advocates of doing away with smoking in bars saying, it's not going to affect in the long term business for bars. Sure. Some bits, even if you tell them that some bars are non-smoking, like I know Applebee's at one time was non-smoking here in Keene, New Hampshire, before they had the ban
voluntarily.
Right, voluntarily, and you know, even at some point the playing field will level out, and it's, you know, the drinkers are still going to go drink. Don't worry about
but
it.
But as he pointed out, some went out of business.
They do, and this is where the people aren't looking at the truth. The fact is, some people will say, you know, I'm just going to put a bar at the house. I'm going to, you know, have my friends over or mm-hmm. whatever, a few friends of mine, and we're going to, you know, put a big screen TV in the little bar section. We're going to
pay
drink
for
there,
itself,
and we're going to smoke.
It'll
and,
pay for itself real quick.
You know, maybe I'll charge them $10 to get in.
They could do that. Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with Brent in Colorado. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brent.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Well, let's see. I was listening to the podcast from probably a week ago now, where you were speaking with a gentleman about Noah and the Great Flood. And I was just going crazy listening to this guy. I couldn't take it anymore. So even though he's probably not listening now and it's kind of a topic gone by, I had to call in and kind of debunk some things.
Well, sure. That's the whole purpose of the show.
But anyway, I mean, it was just, you know, he was talking about, for instance, he was talking about, you know, they were finding seashells on the tops of mountains in, where I think he said Alabama. You can also find them in Missouri, Arkansas, most of the way through the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And this is proof that the entire Earth was flooded. First of all, even if the water was high enough, which it wasn't, which I'll explain in a moment, to get to the top of the Ozark Mountains, that doesn't mean it was on top of Mount Everest or the Rocky Mountains. That's nonsense. Just even ignoring the fact that the Ozark Mountains have not always been there.
Yeah, that's what somebody had pointed out. I know you've got more. We'll bring it back. Hang on, 800-259-9231. I didn't know that at the time we were taking the call. Otherwise, I'd have brought it up. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396. Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do so for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on as many radio stations as we possibly can. Hopefully we'll be announcing three stations would be a Trimalcast. Hopefully we'll be announcing a Trimalcast coming up sometime next week. And all of this made possible by your AMP dollars, also bringing new internet listeners on board and helping spread the message of freedom as far and as wide as possible. You get perks, too, to sweeten the deal, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All of the details are waiting for you. You can get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with Brent, who was all riled up last week when yet another ignorant religious guy called in to spout off about the Noah's Ark story and talk about how seashells were found on the mountaintops. And since I was also ignorant and I didn't know science.
You try to stay away from religion generally. It just doesn't interest
you at all. But this is science. If I'd known science, I would have been able to answer it, and I didn't know that either. So
government schools at work.
Yeah, and exactly. In my ignorance, I couldn't effectively bring up a comeback besides, well, maybe they planted them there. and then a few days later, somebody emailed, and we did bring out the fact that, the Earth done changed over all them years. But then again, that doesn't really fit into the paradigm of the person who called, because people like him don't believe the Earth is more than 6,000 years old. And I can tell you, it's taken a lot longer than 6,000 years for those mountaintops to spring up from, the plate movements. But you were getting into some other corrections and some other points you wanted to make on the inconsistent or the incorrect points of the original caller. Go ahead.
The other thing is, theoretically, supposedly it rained for 40 days and 40 nights and all of this nonsense. I think that's the story. You know, it floated around for 40 days and 40 nights.
Nope,
maybe
nope.
It rained for seven.
Before you go on, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. He was on the sea, if you will, for a year. That's how ludicrous this crap is.
Yeah, okay, so to go further into this nonsense, where did all this water come from, and where did it go afterwards?
Well, God, that's easy. You just use God as the excuse. God made it come there, and then he made it go away.
But isn't it
but
true?
But then what that really gets into, though, is my main point here is just that, look, if you want to believe in something on faith, fine. But when you get into, trying to prove God rationally or prove stories from the Bible rationally and scientifically, you are an idiot, for lack of it. I mean, you're nincompoop. There's no way it doesn't make sense. There's no reason to do it, first of all, because faith by its very nature is irrational, it's non-scientific, and it doesn't have to be. Like, you just believe because you do, because you want to. You know, you don't have to prove it to anybody, and I laugh at people, and this, you know, I am constantly, well, maybe not constantly, but occasionally we'll get in a conversation with somebody where they say, well, you know, such and such happened, and I said, well, you know, that's not, I don't think so. And they say, well, but, and then they go into some, you know, nonsense quackery about, you know, half science trying to prove their religion, and it's just not necessary. I mean, it doesn't, you know, they can believe it whether it's proven or not, because it's religion. That's what it's for.
Great point. If you want to believe that, that's what you should just do, is believe it. Don't try to justify it or prove it to anybody, because, well, you got nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying that, you know, there's no place for inductive logic, you know, and for kind of believing something just because you feel like you've, you know, experienced it, or you feel like you've, you know, you've had.
You're just saying have the courage to admit it. Have the courage to admit that you just believe.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, man. Any other thoughts tonight?
Well, I guess I could have one other thing that I want to throw in there. I'm starting to get a minor, a little tingle in the back of my mind, like maybe Mark is no longer actually a minarchist, and he's just holding up that in so he doesn't get fired from the show.
Well, I can't
really fire Mark. It wouldn't work.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good for anybody.
He's entrenched.
He's the Alan Combs of the show.
So this is where I stand, and I think that it's pretty consistent all around, except for, you know, you maybe hear me hold up the state a little harder in one place or knock it down a little in others. But I think that what I've said for a long time, and it really is true for me, is that, you know, I remain somewhat unconvinced about this whole peaceful anarchy thing, and I don't know what life is going to be like, and no one does, because there's nothing to point to prove it. And that's fine, and that's okay, and that, you know, I'm not saying that makes it bad. I think that we're likely going to move there progressively, to some extent, from, you know, a small government to a, you know, a lesser government, when, you know, people are allowed to compete and that kind of thing. And I'm for that. I'm for, you know, progressing to a state of no government if that works. However, I'm for what works, and I know that a small republic would work. I'm for a small republic where it would be very difficult to pass a law, and it would be very difficult for that government to grow, because a constitution would have teeth, and you put in place something like a supermajority where, you know, 90% of the politicians have to vote on something being bad in order for it to be bad, rather than getting the other 50% of them, because we see how that works.
Yep.
So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. Is I'd like to see it work. I'm all for no aggression whatsoever. I believe in those principles. However, I'd like to stand here and look at it from there.
Okay. All right. So you would say perhaps that you're philosophically an anarchist, but pragmatically a minarchist.
I
he's like a scared minarchist.
I like my quote. I like my quote on the PBS the best, which is that I'm in fact a libertarian pretending to be an anarchist, posing as a libertarian, which makes me an anarcho hustler.
That's clear. Thanks, Brent. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. I figure we should get rid of this call, because he's just going to keep pushing you, Mark, and then he'll just find all the holes in your arguments, because he's obviously a very brilliant guy.
Thanks for protecting
just
me from
looking out
the
for
brilliant
you,
guys.
You know? Yeah. All right, let's continue here. Oh, no, we're not. Rita is gone, so we will continue with your calls when you make them. Otherwise, we go across the pond, where Wayne has a story about the new kind of ticket you might get issued if you're walking about in Great Britain.
That's right. This isn't Great Britain, but it may be coming here too. UK to raise revenues with $90 on-the-spot tickets. The UK Department for Transport, DfT, is preparing to give police the authority to issue instant fines to motorists accused of making simple, careless mistakes while driving. Yes. Under the proposal, police would ticket the alleged crime at £60 or $90.
Instant.
Bypassing expensive court hearings for a majority of cases.
Oh, yes, of course. It's all about saving the state money.
That's right.
So first off, I'm sorry. Read a little bit into the article. I've got some questions.
Okay. The new on-the-spot hearing, new on-the-spot penalty is designed to increase the number of annual convictions to 30,480, resulting in more than £1.8 million in additional revenue, which is $2.7 million in U.S. dollars.
It's like, this isn't designed to keep people safe. This is designed to increase convictions.
Revenue, because revenue is falling.
At least they're honest. I mean, at least they're being honest about what they're doing.
The extra fines are specifically targeted at drivers with a good record who may have been caught making a simple mistake.
So this is not going to go on your permanent record?
Hopefully. It doesn't say here yet. But under UK law, careless driving, unquote, represents a non-specific catch-all category of traffic crime as distinct from specific offenses such as driving while talking on a cell phone, neglecting to wear a seatbelt, or speeding. The fixed penalty would apply to anyone driving in a way that falls below what would be expected of a competent and careful driver.
So what happens if you don't have the money?
With you mean?
Yeah.
Well, they probably have a credit card machine with them or something.
I bet they do. But what if you don't have any of that? What if you've only got $5 in your pocket or 10 or 20 bucks and, you know, or pounds and you're planning on eating lunch with that? what happens?
They don't say, but, you know, that's a very good question. And I'm sure that they've got some contingency plans in place for that.
I can tell you that the married guys, at least if they're anything like me, they don't have cash.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, mine's doled out to me in very small amounts.
Well, I guess you might go to a jail cell then if you can't afford to pay the instant fine. Otherwise, what's the point in it being an instant fine?
That's right.
Maybe it's instant, but I suppose they could avoid taking people to jail if they really are trying to save the system money. They could maybe delay, and if you can't pay it now, then you can pay it later, but it's £90 then. So it's £60 right here, but if you have to pay later, £90.
That would make sense. Because a lot of times you're handed a ticket and you have 30 days to pay it,
right,
or plead guilty or whatever.
So that could be something that they could do here in America. I mean, we saw there was there was a couple stories recently about the tremendous amount of new fines and fees and taxes that the various governments around the country, specifically New York State, there's like 88 or 120 new taxes there that they're just lobbing out to extract as much money from people as they possibly could. Well, they could offer people a discount rate on their speeding tickets. If you pay now and you don't go through any of the process, well, we'll give you 10% off. More coming up.
It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.